Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Manchester City Football Social with Blue Moon Rising.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus edition of the Manchester City Football Social. My name's Niall McCorn and I want to talk to you about a film called The Keeper. Now, if you haven't heard of it, Blues, where have you been for the last 2 weeks? It's a film directed by a German guy called Markus H. Rosenmüller, and it focuses on another German fella, Bert Trautmann. Of course, the man who was a German soldier and became a prisoner of war in Britain before being spotted by a Manchester City scout and then going on to become one of the club's greatest ever players. But it wasn't easy for Trautmann. He suffered a severe amount of stick. He also suffered some real personal tragedy as well. But the film documents his story and it's a brilliant watch. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, get down to your local cinema and watch The Keeper. It's brilliant. You will love it. It's out in UK cinemas on Friday the 5th of April. And luckily for me, I had a chance to chat to the director, Markus Rosenmüller, as well as John Henshaw, who of course I'm sure some of you know is a big blue himself. He's in the film. So's Freya Mavor and David Cross plays a young Bert Trautmann. I was lucky enough to chat to all of them at the premiere. Why not check out what they said?
As long as you are here, you will be put to work to compensate for the suffering caused by the war.
We know what your sword did, Mr. Trautmann.
London in the gold. It's not bad, is it?
This lad could save us from relegation.
This is not about football, Dad. He's a German. You can't just ignore that.
To me and everyone round here, you're still the enemy. You, play football, keep your gob shut.
What's up with Bert's neck?
It's a war wound. Poor lad can hardly speak.
And also, I have a light cord.
He's German.
You're not, are you?
Yes, I am. In the film, there is one line, I do not know... It is like this, what is the matter of football? When you play football, you're not in the future, you're not in the back, you are in the now, at the moment. You feel the moment.
It is the moment. There's no before, no afterwards. When I'm playing football, there's only the moment.
It's the same as dancing.
Yes. You know, football is also just a kind of dancing.
No, it's not. It's bloody barbaric.
No. Not if you look closely. Football is like a wonderful dance.
How difficult is it to get football to look good on screen? Because I imagine you would have done a lot of research into that time period of the late 40s and how football was back then. So how difficult was it to get that to look right on screen for you?
Well, on the one hand, all these researchers, how did they play the football in former times? My former football trainer, manager, he helped me to choreograph over a couple of weeks. He helped me to make the same moves as they did in the Wembley final. But certainly it was also long researches in kind of what type of camera, where is the position of the camera, what is the type of the lenses. It was mostly we've been outside, but then when the big emotions were coming, then we jumped on the field and we created then the emotions. But so the film had 45 shooting days. I think there are only 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the film, football scenes, but we needed one third of the days, as 15 shooting days were only for football.
Who's the bloody goalkeeper?
You think you just play some football and everything's forgiven? Forgotten that you robbed us of our youth. Instead of going out dancing, we had to spend our evenings in a bomb shelter.
I'd rather have danced with you than stood on the battlefield.
We shot in the UK and also in Germany, and so it was a very... But we actually never shot in Manchester because apparently Belfast looks more like Manchester did in the 40s yeah. and 50s yeah. than Manchester does now with, you know, modern day being what it is. So it was interesting, I think, to be able to tell a story that's about a very specific time and a specific place, but in through the lens of, you know, the bizarre that is cinema, which is, you know, you shoot in bizarre locations, you have a lot of make-believe to tell real stories. I think it's interesting combining like the reality side and then the fictional side in a story that is very important.
Especially all those Wembley scenes as well, which we shot in a stadium also in Bavaria, and there was nothing really.
Really empty stadiums.
It was a bit eerie. Look.
At times, I think that that's again part of the... I've never been in a film with like green screen, but I imagine it's that similar feeling at times where there is a... There's a lot, you know, there's a long way between obviously making the film and then the result and the kind of...
You just have to imagine all these spectators there and the atmosphere, and you're just standing there in a green field.
Is that a hard thing to do? Because when you're in an environment where there's loads of people, thousands of supporters, sometimes when there's only a few people there, can that be difficult to kind of get your head around?
I think the thing that was amazing about this is Rossi is so... He has so much energy as a director that when we were doing these big football scenes, where exactly you can't really make up for... thousands of people being there if there's only a few hundred of you or a hundred of you at most. But the thing that Rossi's amazing at is he gives so... He was running up and down the pitch like a mad, demented... True.
Was he kicking every ball? So
he was just...
Yeah, was he? He was just acting out the whole game so the audience could react. Yeah.
And now I'm the ball and I'm running over here and you're all screaming and you're all screaming. So he gave off so much infectious energy that I think everyone involved, including all extras and, you know, and film crew... We all got kind of like addicted to that energy of his. Yeah. So it means that I hope, at least in those scenes, there is a real sense of energy and, you know, vibrancy.
What did Thompson want?
He wants me to come to Man City for a trial.
I think you're pulling my plonker, Bert.
I mean, I did know about Bert, and I am old enough to have actually seen him play. You know what I mean? I was like about 7 at the time. And it was just like this big 6-foot-odd blonde god, virtually, was it, at the Old Main Road. It was fantastic. But I have read his autobiography before, you know, even before I met Rosie about doing it and that. But as I've been doing it, and you say to people, when I go to the Etihad and I talk to people there, like, you know, like Fred Eyre and even Jimmy Wagon, whatever, you spoke to other people, like Ken Barnes and all the rest of it, and they all had stories about Bert. Some I couldn't even tell you, you know, but he was a hell of a character, you know what I mean? So I have learned more and more about him, you know what I mean? I just knew that he was a hero, you know, a war hero and came over here and all the rest of it. But yeah, he's fantastic, you know. He nearly died about 5 times, you know. He's got the Iron Cross, he's got the OBE, you know. You learn bits and pieces, but then you learn little bits in between it as well, you know. So he was a hell of a guy, you know.
Manchester City goalkeeper, Bert Trautmann.
It was a big challenge for me to play someone who really existed, and also there wasn't that many material from him, especially like video clips when he was younger. So I always tried to find something that I could put into the film that really existed. For example, there's one moment, I think it was after the FA Cup final, when he wanted to speak to the Manchester fans, and there's a small video clip. And they were so loud because they were cheering him on, and he wanted to speak, and he just made this little gesture that they should be quiet. And we put that into the film as well, but on a different spot. When in the film, it's when the other players applaud him, and he's just being modest and want them to stop. So we tried to find small gestures from the real person to put into the film. I mean, the film has so many different aspects. It's this, as we said, this love story, and it's a story about reconciliation. It's about, you know, it's also about his journey from into his own past and into his own guilt. You know, he was part of this criminal regime, and then he had to, you know, confront himself with it and and this is all told through this love story, and there's also comedic moments, which I think especially John Henshaw added to that fact. He's a great actor and very there's, it's also a fun film. It's also a film, you know, you can laugh, you can cry, and at the end it's a true story, which is also very moving.
It was a massive story, you know, because after the war there was a lot of people still around that, you know, had lost brothers, fathers, sons and everything like that, you know. And you've got to give credit to City, you know. I mean, they took Bert Trautman on when he wasn't really tested, you know. He came from St Helens, so, you know, they didn't know, in spite of all the flak, no pun intended, you know, they took him on. You know what I mean? They was brave like that. But in Germany, if you didn't live in Germany, in most countries, if you didn't live in the country, you didn't get picked for your national team, you know. Yeah. So he was living over there. So, you know, it's not like today with the internet and everything else. You know, not many people know the Bert Trautman story, or didn't know it. Or they'll know it now, won't they, after this film? But so you can understand it. Over there, it was a massive story, wasn't it? You know, during prisoner of war, players were sitting, you know, the cup final and everything else. But because he hadn't played for the country, you know, in Germany, they didn't really know much about it.
Manchester City before a 61,000 crowd at St James's Park. And that's how it stays a goalless draw.
Tottenham Hotspur in white shirts keep on getting Manchester City and missed opportunities.
Bert Trautman, once a German prisoner of war in Britain, had a vitally important job defending the city's goal. He rose to the occasion magnificently.
Yeah, no, there was a goalkeeping coach. He was from a Berlin club from the second division. He's now with VfB Stuttgart for the youngsters there. He was like a real proper goalkeeping coach. And then I had to, you know, go through the whole program of first, I mean, I had to start from how to catch the ball, as simple as it sounds, but yeah. I just had to do that over and over again because he was just like really good. And and then we had to do some diving, which I have to say really hurt in the beginning.
Did you have elbow pads or crash mats or anything like that?
No, not in the training. Oh. No, they didn't have that on hand, unfortunately. But I mean, at the same time, Bird always said, you know, because in his story, he's a German soldier.
Sure.
And then he was part of this criminal regime. And then, absurdly enough, he also said that during, you know, all this time at when he was a paratrooper, during all this training, he kind of learned how to fall, and so it didn't hurt him. Yeah.
Hopefully, they realize the symbol he is, for the reconciliation of these nations, and not only of these nations, only that you can, sweep away the prejudices if you meet the other people. And so I hope we make him famous again. Because with my researches, I found also newspaper articles in Germany from 1957, the world best goalkeeper. They already knew there. I made several films the last years, and always when I've been in the cinema and they ask me, what is your next project? And I said, Bert Trautman. Then always a couple of guys said, oh, the keeper from Manchester. Mm. But only the older generation. Yeah. So we have to get it back to the younger generation.
You were awarded several medals, including the Iron Cross.
I need to know the truth.
The truth about what?
About you! Bert has only learned how to do two things, be a soldier and be a footballer. I didn't know him as a soldier. I only know him as a man.
There's no war in this dressing room.
Well, there we have it. That was Marcus Rosenmüller, the director of The Keeper, John Henshaw, who, of course, is a big Manchester City fan, and he really enjoyed playing his part in the movie. Freya Mavor and David Cross were great to chat to as well. They're the two key young stars of this film. It's called The Keeper. It's certainly got something for everyone. And it was interesting to see how they went about doing all the research into Bert Trautman, such a legendary character. Hopefully now this movie is a platform for people to understand a little bit more about the story of Bert Trautman. Troutman, an incredible player, an incredible man. And as I said, it really is an incredible movie. Get down and watch it. It's out in UK cinemas on Friday, the 5th of April. But this has been a special bonus podcast for the Manchester City Football Social. I've been Niall McCorn, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Manchester City Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.